Voice of Indonesia. Hello listener, welcome back to the Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world in this English program. Today, Thursday, June 6, 2019, we have more information and good music coming from Indonesia. I'm Stefanus, will be in here with you for the next 60 minutes. Well listener, we will begin with the news, so stay tuned with us in the Voice of Indonesia.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia with the news.
Here is the news, first the headlines. People throng to President Jokowi's Idul Fitri open house. Bambang Susatyo says Idul Fitri is momentum of political communication. Now the news in detail. President Joko Widodo or Jokowi approached members of the public still waiting in line in the National Monument Monas Square in Central Java on Wednesday for an Idul Fitri open house event at Merdeka Palace. After the event had finished, the open house event ran from 10 a.m. until 12 p.m. President Jokowi greeted and met with those still waiting in line under the hot sun before departing from the capital at 1 p.m. for his hometown in Surakarta, Central Java, for an Idul Fitri celebration. The Idul Fitri open house was the second time President Jokowi has hosted an Idul Fitri gathering or open house in the capital since taking office in late 2014. Last year, he hosted the event at his residence at Bogor Palace. Speaker of the House Bambang Susatyo said that Idul Fitri was the momentum of the political elite to intensify communication so that a calm political atmosphere was created. Bambang, while receiving an Idul Fitri hospitality visit in his official residence in Jakarta on Wednesday, said there was a calm atmosphere in this year's Lebaran gathering among the supporters of presidential candidates number 1 Joko Widodo Ma'ruf Amin and number 2 Prabowo Subianto Sandiaga Uno. Bambang hopes that the current political atmosphere can be maintained until the results of the presidential election are announced on June 28. The politician of the Golkar Party hopes that all parties will prioritize the interests of the nation and state by decreasing political tension. The Minister of Communication and Information Rudiantara asked netizens to use social media for positive things, especially during Idul Fitri. Rudiantara, on the sidelines of the open house event in his official residence in Jakarta Wednesday, said that one of the things commonly found when Idul Fitri is happy holiday greetings on social media. According to him, it is an easy way to do it because it doesn't require a lot of effort. Rudiantara reminded that apologizing through social media should not only be a courtesy, but also in the reality. The Ministry of Communication and Information continues to monitor content of social media ahead of the Constitutional Court's hearing on the lawsuit to the results of the general election. Even so, there has been no confirmation of restriction on social media like last month. The Minister of Communication and Information Rudiantara, when met at the Idul Fitri gathering in Jakarta on Wednesday, hopes that there would be no escalation of negative content in cyberspace ahead of the Constitutional Court session on a lawsuit to the result of general election. The government had imposed restriction on access to a number of social media after riots last May 22nd. Restriction on social media access applied to upload and download of photos and video contents on several social media platforms for May 22nd to 25th. According to Rudiantara, in the period, it was found that around 600 to 700 new URLs every day spread negative content. After access to social media is recovered, according to Rudiantara, the URL or Uniform Resource Locator containing negative contents drops to around 100. Coordinating Minister for Economic Affairs Darmin Nasution is optimistic that Investment in the coming months will increase again after the increase in Indonesia's rating by the Standard & Poor's or S&P rating agency last week. Damin Nasution in Jakarta on Wednesday explained that many parties saw that Indonesia continued to achieve improvements, not just resistance. Damin Nasution also assessed that increase in Indonesia's rating by the S&P rating agency and the International Institute for Management Development, IMD, as positive news. Damin hopes that the political problems could soon be ended so that the government can refocus in the next month to continue what has been done before. Previously, the main global rating agency, S&P, increased Indonesia's credit rating from BBB- to BBB or stable outlook. S&P said that one of the key factors in increasing Indonesia's ranking is the prospect of a strong economic growth in the country. The Indonesian government is currently studying competition with foreign airlines to correct flight ticket prices. The entry of foreign airlines seems to be an option to overcome the high price of airline ticket. Coordinating Minister for Economic Affairs Damin Nasution at the open house event in Jakarta on Wednesday said the domestic airlines might not be able to easily increase the ticket price if there weren't foreign competitors. Indonesian men's relay team won a bronze medal from the 4 to 100 meter number of the first Asian Athletic 2019 Grand Prix series in China. The men's relay team, consisting of sprinters Bayu Kertanegara, Muhammad Bisma Diwa Abina, Joko Kuncoro Adi, and Adi Ramli Sidik, recorded a time of 39.61 seconds, below Thailand 39.63 seconds, and China 38.93 seconds. To end the news, here are the main point once again. People throng to President Jokowi's Idul Fitri open house. Bambang Susatyo says Idul Fitri is momentum of political communication. That was the news from the Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
Listener, today's commentary is entitled World Environment Day Commemoration in Indonesia. The World Environment Day is commemorated every June the 5th to increase global awareness on the need to take positive environmental action for nature protection and the planet Earth. The commemoration began when United Nations General Assembly, during Stockholm Conference in 1972, designed the 5th of June as the World Environment Day. All human being is expected to be part of global act advising protection for Earth, sustainable use of natural resources, and eco-friendly lifestyle. Then, how is the active role of Indonesian government in supporting the day this year? 24 years after the day designation, Indonesia held Environment and Forestry Week, a part of routine agenda from the government through its Environment and Forestry Ministry to commemorate the World Environment Day. Until now, the event has been held for 23 times. The Environment and Forestry Week will be held at Jakarta Convention Center on July the 11th until the 13th, 2019. During the event, there will be various environment management products and services being showcased. 100 participants joined the event, and they came from ministry-related non-ministerial government bodies, friendly countries, regional governments of Indonesia, state-owned enterprises, private companies, NGO on environment and energy, as well as higher education. There will be exhibition on environment management performance, seminar, talk show, and many more. The theme for this year's Environment and Forestry Week is Clean Environment Free from Waste. Why? It's to support waste reduction campaign. During Ramadan, there have been many education events for the people on waste management and reduction. The events took gathered many markets to convey the message on reducing plastic bag, using reusable bottles, and others. Meanwhile, For the homecoming people, they have a campaign on the same matter across some toll road rest areas. All that moves are necessary because the global worry on waste, especially the plastic ones, has strong basis. Data from worldenvironmentday.global show that everyone on this planet bought 1 million plastic bottles, and 50% of them are single-use types. Everyone also uses 500 billion plastic bags, and plastic is 10% of the total waste we produce. Not only that, plastic pollution has been threatening the nature. Many plastics washed into the sea can kill millions of seabirds and thousands of sea mammals every single year. With all the threats against the planet, its nature, and even us, increasing awareness and keep promoting environment preservation should go beyond a mere plan. They need real action, which is done together. Well, it can begin from ourselves, but it will be far better if done together. Listener, that's the commentary.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, welcome to Today in History. The first information is about the launching of Soyuz 11 on June the 6th, 1971. Soyuz 11 was the only human spacecraft to reach the first space station, named Salyut 1. The space exploration program was undertaken by the Soviet Union. Three cosmonauts that participated in the program were Georgi Dobrovsky, Viktor Patsayevdan, and Vladislav Volkov. They were the first people to arrive at the Salyut 1 space station. Soyuz 11 was launched on 6th of June 1971 from a spaceport called the Baikonur Cosmodrome, and it landed on June 7, 1971. The human spacecraft traveled the space station for 22 days. The crewed spacecraft returned to the Earth on June 29th, 1971. When the exploration team opened the capsule, they found all the crew died. The crew died of depressurization, which caused the lack of oxygen. A memorial service was held to honor the three cosmonauts. They were buried at the Kremlin Wall Necropolis, the Red Square, Moscow, near the body of Yuri Alexeyevich Gagarin, who was the first human to explore the outer space. After the incident, the Soyuz spacecraft was redesigned to only accommodate two crew. The next information is about the victory of Indonesian women's double spears at Uber Cup 1975 on June 6, 1975. The Indonesian women's double badminton pair, Minami Sudaryanto Regina, successfully won Uber Cup for the first time after defeating Japanese pair Hiroyuki Mika Ikeda 5-2. The Indonesian women's double pair snatched their victory on June 6, 1975 after beating the Japanese pair 15-8, 15-11 on the final of Uber Cup 1975, which was witnessed by approximately 10,000 spectators at Istora Senayan in Jakarta. Lastly, on June 6, 1988, Imam Khomeini was buried. Imam Khomeini was the great Imam of Iran. He also acted as the highest leader of the Islamic Republic of Iran. Imam Khomeini passed away in Tehran in the evening of June the 3rd, 1989. On June the 5th, 1989, a funeral visitation was held for Iranian people who would like to venerate the deceased at the Musalla Buzurg in Tehran. On 6th of June 1989, Khomeini's body was buried at the Beheshet Zehra Cemetery, which is the largest cemetery in Iran. Listener, that was Today in History.
Well, listener, you are still with us in The Voice of Indonesia. The next one will be My Indonesia, talking about some important events in Indonesia. And today, it is entitled, Environment and Forestry Ministry will make green 50 hectares of Yogyakarta International Airport.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, Indonesian Environment and Forestry Ministry will make green around 50 hectares of land around Yogyakarta International Airport for 3 years, beginning from this year. The Ministry's Watershed and Protected Forest Control Director General, Ibe Putra Pratama, in Kulon Progo on Wednesday last week said the Ministry is committed to help PT Angkasa Pura I in making their Yogyakarta International Airport cool and becoming city forest of Temon, Kulon Progo. Putra Pertama further said every hectare needs 500 to 600 plants, beginning from mangrove and Australian palm tree, to prevent abrasion and tsunami. The planting will be done for 3 years. Therefore, PT Angkasa Pura I had signed MOU with Environment and Forestry Ministry's Watershed and Protected Forest Control Directorate General to support the greening inside and around the working area of Yogyakarta International Airport. The scope of the MOU includes cooperation in tree planting and maintenance in 2 hectares inside and outside the airport. PT Angkasa Pura I Operational Director Wendo Asrulrosi said his company has strong concern and commitment for environment preservation and sustainable business process. It is shown mainly from the company's missions and strategic values, which one of them is becoming eco-friendly airport. Well, listener, that's My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Terhenti
Well, listeners, thank you very much for you who are still with us in the Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. You can listen to us on online streaming from our website, voinews.id. Well, listener, next is about Indonesian culture or tourism places in Indonesia Wonder. Listener, in today's Indonesia Wonder, we will introduce to you Lampu Colok tradition from Bengkalis Riau. To enliven Takbiran Night and to welcome Idul Fitri, the people in Bengkalis have a unique tradition. It is called Lampu Colok. Young people in every village in Bengkalis Regency, Riau Province, cooperate to prepare Lampu Colok tradition. Almost every village in the Regency begin to build the tower of Lampu Colok. They make a kind of arrangement of kerosene lamps which have various kinds of shape, beginning from the name of Allah, beautiful mosque, and many others. They voluntarily cooperate to build the tower during Ramadan. Every night after Tarawih prayer, they work hard to build the towers and thousands of lamps. So, what is Lampu Colok? Lampu Colok is an arrangement of hundreds until thousands of kerosene lamps which are made from can and arranged to be mosque domes and calligraphy. In addition to become tradition of Bengkalis people, the Lampu Colok event is also competed between villages. The event is supported by regional government of Bengkalis and had become one of the cultural festival when being preserved. In addition to preserve the tradition, which has been conducted from generation to generation, the festival is also aimed to attract foreign and local tourists to visit Bengkalis. Lampu Colok tradition originally began from people's desire to give light during the month of Ramadan, as well as spreading Islamic teaching through the lamp's decoration in Islamic atmosphere. The design of various kinds of the Lampu Colok takes about a week before being turned on the 27th night of Ramadan, or commonly known as the Malam Tujuh Likur, which means the 27th night. The beauty of Lampu Colok with a shape of mosque dome and calligraphy are brought by the local people around the village. All houses are enlivened by the light of Lampu Colok. Anyway, the lamps also entertain nomads who come to celebrate Idul Fitri at their hometown. Well, listener, that's the Indonesian Wonder for today.
Voice of Indonesia.
Bila sudah tak mungkin hasrat cinta menyatu, walau rasa itu masih ada, bahkan telah jadi bagian dalam hidupku. Jangan coba tanyakan cinta ini. satu harapan dan juga satu tujuan dalam hidupku, kasih. Biarlah cintaku melayang jauh. Rasa cinta yang ada, rasa cinta yang ada. Jangan coba tanyakan ketulusan cinta ini, hanya engkaulah satu harapan hatiku. Percayalah kasih tiada akan terhapus cintaku.
Well, listener, you're still with us in the Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. Next is interesting information coming from our country in the miscellany.
The categories to be compete are culinary and tourism destination. In the competition, there will be 150 winners of the two categories. One winner will get 1 million rupiah. The winner will be announced on May 30, 2019. The second period starts on May 26 until June 10, 2019. There are three categories of the competition, namely culinary destination and event. In this period, there will be also 150 winners. Each winner will get 1 million rupiah. The winners will be announced on June 15, 2019. In the photographs competition, the participants must insert the main hashtag, namely Hashtag Persona Mudik 2019, the hashtag of the first period is hashtag Ramadan Penuh Persona. Then the second one is hashtag Lebaran Penuh Persona. Hashtag is a must for all participants of hashtag Persona Indonesia and Wonderful Indonesia. The program with the title Top 10 Culinary and Destination are made for people's references when homecoming season arrives. Another reason is that this year, more than 20 million people are expected to travel for homecoming. Through the program, which has been conducted since 2018, the travelers can easily get information on culinary and tourism destination. To select top 10 culinary and destination, Tourism Ministry takes information from various sources such as TripAdvisor, Google Maps, Google, and Local Guide. Thus, the sources are verified by GenP and created by Acceleration Team of Culinary Tourism and Shopping of Tourism Ministry. While the program of co-branding is like campaign activation of social media and homecoming bazaar, then there is also program of promo hot dealers, artists, souvenir products, which are supported by another co-branding partnership. There are 10 brands to become partnership of co-branding of Tourism Ministry, such as BRI, Grab, Bluebird, Telkomsel, Traveloka, Tiket.com, Hydro Coco, Rumah Zakat, GoFresh, and Batik Trusmi. That was our segment for today, Miss Eleni. Thanks for listening.
Thank you.
memujamu begitu indah. Selalu kau berikan semua kebesaranmu Tuhan. Allahu Akbar, Maha Besar.
Well, listeners, we have been presenting you not only information from our country, but also good music. More will be in here for you in the music corner. Well, you will listen to Indonesian music, but in the beginning, there will be some explanation about it.
Voice of Indonesia.
Hello, listener of Voice of Indonesia. Welcome back to Music Corner. In today's edition, I will present a religious song entitled Ketika Tangan dan Kaki Berkata, or When Hands and Legs Speak, by Krisha. The lyrics were written by one of the best Indonesian poet creators, Taufik Ismail, who was inspired by one of the letters of Quran, namely the letter of Yasin. There are several messages contained in this song. Firstly, it reminds human beings about death, which becomes the destiny of every God's creation. Secondly, it reminds people about the day of vengeance, where all things that have been done will be taken into account. Thirdly, it reminds people about the responsibility for all deeds in the world, where one day humans can no longer lie since all bodies will speak honestly, including the legs and arms. Well, listener, here is Krisha with the song Ketika Kaki dan Tangan Berkata.
Akan datang hari mulut dikunci, kata tak ada lagi. Akan tiba masa tak ada suara dari
tanggung jawab tiba.
Voice of Indonesia. Voice of Indonesia.
Oh. dada, menahan lapar dan dahaga, menjauhi larangannya. Saat terasa berlalu sebulan lamanya, dari pagi hingga petang menjalankan perintahnya.
Suci Ramadan.
Ketika hari lebaran tiba, semua kembali kepada fitrahnya. Ketika hari kemenangan tiba, bersuka cita dan bergembira, saling berpapan, saling berjabat tangan, saling bertukar kata, bersilaturahmi, saling bermaafkan, saling berjabat tangan. Tak ada rasa dengki ketika lebaran tiba, bersih selalu di hati.
Dosa-dosa terlarang. Janganlah menjalankan ibadah patuh pada ajaran, mencari kemenangan di bulan suci Ramadan. Suralah yang berkuasa menahan lapar dan dahaga, menjauhkan diri dari perbuatan dosa-dosa terlarang. Janganlah menjalankan ibadah patuh pada ajaran, mencari kemenangan di bulan suci Ramadan.
Menahan lapar dan dahaga, menjauhi larangannya. Tanpa terasa berlalu sebulan lamanya, dari pagi hingga petang menjalankan
listener. It's been nice to be with you in the last, well, almost 60 minutes, but if there's a beginning, there is an ending. So until now, the English program for today, more will be in here with you in the next day, or maybe in other languages. If you have anything to say about what we have presented to you, please send your email to our email, voi@voinews.id. Our Facebook fan page, The Voice of Indonesia, and also our Twitter account at VOI Indonesia. By the way, do not forget that this month we will have the VOI International Quiz 2019. More information will be available, so make sure that you keep listening to The Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.